Education. Former Mount Kenya University, MKU, graduates who have failed to get their certificates due to fee arrears can now breathe a sigh of relief after the university waived shush $82 million debt. The university's founder and chairman board of directors, Professor Simon Gacharu, instructed the university to give the graduates their certificates unconditionally to allow them be in a position to look for jobs. He said the move was necessitated by the huge number of certificates lying uncollected due to fee arrears, pointing out they restricted them from getting employed. I have looked around and found out that several graduates are yet to collect their certificates due to debt in fees arrears. As a university, it's our wish that they take the documents to be able to look for jobs. This will see us forfeit shush $82 million, though to a good cause, Professor Gachari said. He called on those who would benefit from the gesture to in future give back if they get jobs. Once you get a job, feel free to repay the money to the institution. The money will be directed to the Chancellor's Kitty that helps in educating learners from poor backgrounds, he said. Mount Kenya University, MKU, founder and chairman board of directors Professor Simon Gacharu addresses graduates during the university's 25th graduation ceremony yesterday. Mount Kenya University, MKU, graduates. He spoke during the 25th graduation ceremony at the Thika main campus where some 8,000 graduates were conferred with various degrees and others awarded diplomas and certificates. At the same time, the chairman announced that the university would from next year start a Bachelor of Nautical Sciences course to train ship captains and officers at the Malindi campus. Higher Education and Research Principal Secretary Dr. Beatrice Inyengala, who was the chief guest, emphasized on the need for universities to invest in research, science, technology and innovation ecosystem enable the country to develop. The PS reaffirmed the ministry's commitment to providing a conducive policy environment for support of research, patents promotion, as well as scaling of innovations and their commercialization. Her sentiments were echoed by MKU Vice-Chancellor Professor Degracius Jagany, who emphasized on the university's commitment to building strategic partnerships to strengthen research and innovation both locally and with international institutions. On supporting young innovators develop their technologies, he said the university would award faculty members from various schools research grants up to shush $1.8 million from the Vice-Chancellor's kitty. He said faculty members were expected to work with postgraduate students to improve the graduate completion rate. The university continues to source for external research funding by applying for competitive research grants. This year, between January and June, the university faculty won about shush $75,969,840 to support research and innovation, Professor Jagany said.